Free Radio Skybird calling. Free Radio Skybird calling. Free Radio Skybird calling. Free Radio Skybird calling.
Hidden.
Free Radio Skybird calling.
Thank you.
Well, hello again, and welcome to Free Radio Skybird Shortwave. This is DJ Frederick, and coming up on this broadcast, we'll be hearing from One Deck Pete, Justin Patrick Moore, and Flash Frisbone. And if you're enjoying these broadcasts, please communicate with us. The postal address is Free Radio Skybird, care of DJ Frederick Moe, P.O. Box 633, Warner, that's W-A-R-N-E-R, New Hampshire, abbreviated N-H, postal code 03278, the United States of America. And a few dollars in American cash would be much appreciated to go toward the costs of producing and broadcasting Free Radio Skybird. It's time for the musical mystery of the month for Free Radio Skybird listeners. I'm going to play a tune by the band known as the GCs. That's right, not the Bee Gees, the GCs. This record was released on the Crest label in 1961 or thereabouts. And the mystery is, who is the well-known guitarist playing lead guitar on this track? So let's set the Wayback Machine. Here's the GCs and the musical mystery of the month.
You're tuned into Free Radio Skybird on shortwave.
I am the morning DJ at WOLB.
And now, the Aircheck Factory presents the amazing recorded adventures of Floating Flash Frisbone. Flash Frisbone, the most transient radio personality in the universe. The jock who's been fired so many times he never unpacks his suitcase. Flash Frisbone, who with the amazing power to change formats in the middle of an ARB sweep, travels from one station to another in a never-ending search for cumes, justice, and an occasional free lunch. You'll remember, in our last Thrill-A-Minute episode, our hero, Floating Flash Frisbone, was on his way to stick his fingers in the transmitter of Yap Radio, Keokuk's talk station, to commit suicide after being fired for the second time when he lost his cool on the air, again, after saying all kinds of unkind things about the population of Keokuk and the station management. As we join this month's adventure, Flash is walking down the hall with determination on putting an end to his career. Let's listen.
I can't stand this anymore. I'm going to just do it in. I'm going to stick my fingers in a transmitter, and that's going to be that.
But Flash's train of suicidal thoughts is interrupted as he notices scotch taped to the station's bulletin board an ad clipped from radio and records.
You know oldies. If you can handle an oldies format, we need you. Write to Box B22 Radio and Records. Hot dog, I got another job, old boy. I'm going to get this one. There's nothing
We now journey to the studios and offices of WESE 780 in Retirement Village, Florida. Flash is speaking with the general manager, Octogenarian, and it looks like our hero has landed another gig.
Since you're the only applicant, I guess you're hired.
Yeah?
Well, we were honestly looking for someone with a bit more mature voice to replace Harry, God rest him. But as long as you don't talk, you'll do.
You mean I can't say nothing?
Well, not for now, anyway. But, well, if you're with us as long as Harry was, your voice would probably mature, no doubt. Good old Harry. He did morning since 23. Now, listen, Frisboo, do you understand what we're all about here?
Oh, yeah, the ad said oldies, and I mean, I'm really into oldies. I love oldies. Oldies is my favorite.
Ah, yeah, that's right, Frisboo.
Frisbone.
Whatever. Music of today is rubbish. It's the old stuff that reaches the WESE listener.
Yeah, well, just what are your demographics anyway?
Adults. Adults, of course. Yeah. Adults. 85 plus.
85 what?
85 years of age, of course.
Huh?
Yeah. When those big programmers came in from Chicago, I was a little nervous. I thought they'd change our format, but, well, considering the median age here in Retirement City, and the fact that we've been doing the same thing since 1922, well, they didn't change a thing. Oh, they gave us one of those newfangled station slogans. WESC 780 is now called Edison 78. And we have jingles, too, but, well, them's the only changes in 59 years. Except old Harry's gone. Old Harry. Gosh, I miss old Harry.
Yeah, well, Mr. Genarian, when you say oldies, just how old do you mean? You know, like Fats Domino?
Fats who?
Sinatra?
Who?
Rudy Valley?
That punk!
Matt Whiteman.
Noise. Listen, Flush.
Flash.
Whatever. We were into nostalgia in 23. Nothing modern ever hits these airwaves. We're out to deliver those 85-plus demographics. Now, listen. Are you with us?
Yeah, I guess so. Hey, there aren't any other radio stations around here, are there?
Well, let's see. There used to be a Spark Gap ship-to-shore station, but I think they folded.
Well, looks like I'm your boy.
Good. Listen, you'll start tomorrow. You'll be doing mid-mornings, just like old Harry.
Oh, boy, mid-morning's my favorite shift.
Yeah, well, Victor Windup, our sign-on man, will show you the ropes, and then you'll take over at 10 a.m.
Oh, boy, great, wonderful. Listen, I'd be ready to work. Boy, that's going to be great. I just can't wait.
Well, does this mean Floating Flash Frisbone finally has a job? Will he be able to adjust to not being able to talk on the air? Will he be able to slip cue shellac discs a quarter of an inch thick? And what about Elma Gluck? Don't miss next month's Thrill-A-Minute episode of Floating Flash Frisbone Radio Ace!
BK's Expedition with the long train running here on Free Radio Skybird. Without love, where would we be now? In these dark times, remember to keep embracing love, embracing your friends and family, embracing your neighbors. Even when we're supposed to be social distancing, it's important for our hearts and minds to embrace one another and support one another. And on that note, here on Free Radio Skybird, it's Justin Moore's Radiophonic Laboratory.
Welcome to the fascinating world of audio frequency equalization. Your equalizer provides you with a means to make any and all corrections that you, in your new capacity as audio playback engineer, determine to be most accurate.
Set your receivers.
Greetings and welcome once again to the Radiophonic Laboratory, where the science of telecommunications meets the art of electronic music. I'm Justin Patrick Moore, and today we voyage forth to the new Atlantis.
We also have sound houses, where we practice and demonstrate all sounds and their generation. We have harmonies which you have not, of quarter sounds and lesser slight of sounds. Diverse instruments of music, likewise to you unknown, some sweeter than any you have, together with bells and rings that are dainty and sweet. We represent small sounds as well as great and deep, likewise great sounds, extenuate and sharp. We make diverse tremblings and warblings of sound, which, in their original, are entire. We represent and imitate all articulate sounds and letters and the voices and notes of beasts and birds. We have certain helps, which set to the ear to further the hearing greatly. We also have strange and artificial echoes, reflecting the voice many times, and as if it were tossing it. Some that give you back the voice louder than it came, some shriller, some deeper, yea, some rendering the voice, differing in the letters or articulate sound from that they receive. We have also means to convey sounds in trunks and pipes, in strange lines and distances. Thank you.
Starting from the beginning, the music in this episode has been Hypnosis and Propaganda of Sleep by Brian Hodgson. Then we heard from Spectrum, aka Sonic Boom, with his track New Atlantis off the classic 1997 album Forever Alien. We then heard from Daphne Oram with the song Look at Oramix, Rotolock, and Studio Experiment No. 3. Daphne was one of the first British electronic musicians and a pioneer of musique concrete. She was a co-founder of the BBC Radiophonic Workshop. Daphne was inspired by a quote from the book New Atlantis by Francis Bacon, where he wrote, "We have also sound houses, where we practice and demonstrate all sounds and their generation. We have harmonies, which you have not, of quarter sounds and lesser slides of sounds. Diverse instruments of music likewise to you unknown, some sweeter than any you have, together with bells and rings that are dainty and sweet." This episode of the Rad Lab is dedicated to Daphne and to all mad musical scientists experimenting in their radiophonic laboratories. Until next time, we'll see you out there in the ether.
Radio fanatics of the world unite, climb aboard Free Radio Skybird.
One Deck Pete presents tunes to cheer you up. This week it's a tune called In and Out, the DJ Moy dub version by Funk Reverse on Sound Exhibitions Records. Thank you.
We'll be right back.
Children of Summer by Color Filter here on Free Radio Skybird. This is DJ Frederick inviting you to write to us for our mailbag program, which is recorded by One Deck Pete every time we have enough letters in the old mailbox or emails in the inbox. You can write to us at singinggrove@conknet.com. That's singinggrove@conknet.com. Or by postal mail to DJ Frederick, P.O. Box 633, Warner, WARNER, New Hampshire, abbreviated NH, postal code 03278, United States of America. We may be in quarantine, but let's keep communicating.
Hi, I'm Jack R. Johnson, and this is Hidden Histories. Most people don't know who Senator Gaylord Nelson was, but you can't go across the street without bumping into someone who recognizes the term Earth Day, which just happens to be today, April 22nd. So give Senator Nelson his due. He was the fellow that had Earth Day passed into law. Responding to widespread environmental degradation, Gaylord Nelson, a United States senator from Wisconsin, called for an environmental teach-in, or Earth Day, to be held on April 22, 1970. According to Tim Brown, over 20 million people participated that year, and Earth Day is now observed each year on April 22nd by more than 500 million people and national governments in over 175 different countries. Earth Day was conceived by Nelson after a trip he took to Santa Barbara right after an horrific oil spill off the California coast in 1969. Union Oil's Platform A, 6 miles off the California coast, had a blowout. Over a 10-day period, an estimated 80,000 to 100,000 barrels of crude oil spilled into the channel and onto the beaches of Santa Barbara County in Southern California, fouling the coastline in all four of the Northern Channel Islands. Senator Nelson was so outraged by what he saw, the oil-slicked beach, the dead gulls, and the Pacific blackened almost to the horizon, that he went back to Washington and passed a bill designating April 22nd as a national day to celebrate the Earth. Many conservative critics argue that April 22nd is an especially inappropriate date because it happens to be the birth date of Vladimir Lenin. However, as Senator Galen Nelson has pointed out, the world's first environmentalist was also born on April 22nd, St. Francis of Assisi. It is also the birthday of Julius Sterling Morton, the founder of Arbor Day, a national tree planting holiday started in 1872. This is Jack R. Johnson for Hidden Histories, wishing you an happy Earth Day.
Together and do it! Hey. Oh.
Jazz Clipper with Purple Haze. And that is going to wrap it up for this broadcast, this transmission, dare I say that word, of Free Radio Skybird. I'm DJ Frederick. Free Radio Skybird is dedicated to the memories of Gary Bourgeois of the original Skybird Radio, also one of my radio mentors, MB Ambrose Metzigan of blessed memory from WSCS at Colby Sawyer College. And the station is dedicated to the memory of my father, Herman Moe, a radio technician stationed in Burma and India during World War II. Free Radio Skybird is produced by myself, DJ Frederick Moe, and features mini indie radio and indie science radio with Steve, Justin Moore's Radiophonic Laboratory, the mailbag and great mixes from One Deck Pete, and sometimes DX flashbacks with a little help from our radio friends. Our interval signal and opening theme is by Madtone, and the Free Radio Skybird logo was created by Steve. Remember, wherever you are on the planet, keep your radio free, keep your mind free, and keep your spirit free. And join us on the airwaves.
You wake up every morning, you go to work, then home again, that old routine. Turn on your TV, although they never show a single thing you haven't seen. Checking out the internet's no fun no more, it's all just ads and spam. You're looking for adventure, well, you could become a ham. Come and join us on the airwaves. Surf the skies and find new friends. Let the world unfurl before you. You'll be the one who sets the trends. 'Cause you're not like those poor old wage slaves. Change your life and start anew. Come and join us on the airwaves. You'll feel free and you'll be happy too. To friendly folk from far off lands of which you've never even heard. Pick up local knowledge about all those world events that just occurred. Turn your hand to contesting, adrenaline starts coursing through your veins. Drink the finest of champagnes. Come and join us on the airwaves. Surf the skies and find new friends. Let the world unfurl before you. You'll be the one who sets the trends. 'Cause you're not like those poor old wage slaves. Change your life and start anew. Come and join us on the airwaves. You'll feel free and you'll be happy too. Come and join us on the airwaves. The skies and find new friends. Let the world unfurl before you. You'll be the one who sets the trends.
like those poor old wage slaves. Change your life and start anew. Come and join us on the airwaves. You'll feel free and you'll be happy too. Come and join us on the airwaves. You'll feel free and you'll be happy too.